Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Manna podcast. Let's just start off in prayer this morning and say, Lord, you are faithful. Your steadfast love is faithful to generations, Lord. And as we look into your word today, Lord, I just pray that truth would help us to overcome our difficulties, our trials, our tribulations, Lord, to know that we are yours. And nothing can snatch us out of your hand. So, God, just be with us as we study your word for a short period this morning, Lord. May it be impactful to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. So, we have been going through the book of Hosea in our study in the Minor Prophets. Remember, Hosea was given this incredible call by God to marry what was called an unfaithful woman, Gomer, who represents the nation of Israel, and we're going to learn a lot more about her next week. But she would have three children. The first one, Jezreel, we read about. That was a prophecy that was fulfilled in Hosea's time. And then the next two children that were born were not my people and no mercy. Now, we read that and we start to think about God and his faithfulness towards us, and how could he tell the nation of Israel that you're not my people? Didn't he promise to them that they would be his people forever? Well, see, it's a covenant promise, and really there are two types of promises in the word. There's the covenant promise that God made with Abraham. That is, they will have the land. The land will be theirs forever. So when we read today about all the things happening in the nation of Israel and the West Bank being given away, all of those things, just remember that God has given the land specifically to the nation of Israel. And then we read, you know, there's this division amongst the nation of Israel. Remember last week we had the northern tribes and the southern tribes. So there's this division amongst the country. So God is now saying, you're not my people, and I'm going to show you no mercy. Well, see, the second part, second covenant is like the Moses covenant. It's the law. It's one of those conditional covenants. If you do this, I will do this. Now, the people had been unfaithful to God time and time and time again. And that's the theme that we're going to see throughout the book. But as we go through it, God is going to maintain faithfulness with the nation of Israel. Now, we left off last week in chapter 10, and I want to kind of go back there this week because there's some really incredible stuff there for us just to store into our hearts. It says, yet the number of the children of Israel shall be like the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, he shall say to them, children of the living God. And the children of Judah and the children of Israel shall be gathered together as they appoint for themselves one head, and they shall go up from the land, for great shall be the day of Jezreel. Now go over to chapter 2, verse 1. It says, say to your brothers, you are not my people, and say to your sisters, you have received mercy. So is God changing his mind here? No, he is keeping his promises. You see, it's the people. They become unfaithful time and time and time again. Finally, God says, okay, I'm going to allow you to be taken into captivity. I'm going to allow you to be carried away out of the land until you cry out to me. And then I will fulfill what I said I would do. And God does that very thing right here. He says, but God said, he says, you shall be my people. Your number will increase. It can't be measured or numbered. That's a national increase for the nation of Israel. So the nation will become one again. So it's a national increase. And then in the second part of it, he said to them, you're not my people, but there will be said to them, children of the living God. So there's going to be this national conversion. Everyone is going to repent. Everyone's going to come back to God. Now that's both in Hosea's time and in the future. And then so there's this national conversion, and he says, idolatry will be put away, and they will become worshipers of the Most High God. Judah and Israel will be gathered together again. There is going to be this national reunification. Remember in Ezekiel chapter 7, he's holding the two sticks representing the two tribes of Israel, and they turn into one stick. That they're going to become one nation again. We saw that in May of 1948, one nation, Israel, gathered back in the land. All of this has been in our lifetime. So as we look at this, we have national restoration of the Jews. Say to your brothers, you are my people, your sisters, you have received mercy. God is faithful. Generation to generation to generation. He told us that he who began a good work in you, in me, will be faithful to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus our Lord. And I know that that day is upon us. As we look through these prophecies and we see his faithfulness, let us know that he's coming for us, and I believe really soon. So let's pray and say, Lord, thank you that we can look to your people, Lord, your nation of Israel, and see your faithfulness. Yeah, you've sent them away into captivity and brought them back into the land and divided the kingdoms and done all of those things. Yet, Lord, they will be more than the multitude, more than the sands of the sea. They will be gathered together as one nation. And Lord, in that we can celebrate because we know, God, that you are faithful and true, and we can stand on your promises with everything that we have. And so let us do that today, Lord. Let us put our entire faith in you and your plan for our lives individually, corporately, together. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll be right back.